Ladies and gentlemen, in the blue corner for blue skies up above,
and good morning to you. Good morning, everybody.
There's snow out there. There's snow.
And welcome to the month of December.
Yeah, there's snow out there this morning.
Oh, you had a little snow from off the lakes, I would assume.
Yeah, at my house it was enough to cover the grass and the table left outside and stuff like that. But you know, it's funny. Yesterday when I left the station at about 11:30, 12 o'clock,
right,
it was extremely windy. But then it seemed to calm down. It seemed like the winds came through early. But then it started to rain, and the winds picked up again, but not as much as they were. Right around noontime, they were just roaring. They were roaring. So that's my weather observation from yesterday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the wind will be, again, gusty today. There's no doubt about it. But you could tell it's December because the freezing line this morning, as of 6 a.m., extends from northern Arizona, right across northern Texas, the northern Gulf states, and the western Carolinas. And, of course, from that line northward, it is below freezing. From that line southward, it is above freezing. So where is it above freezing? It's above freezing from Cape Cod to Cape Hatteras to Florida, New Orleans, Houston, Phoenix. And, of course, the West Coast. So only the extreme coastal areas of the East Coast and the Gulf Coast are above freezing this morning, indication of the month of December. So it's going to be a partly sunny but windy day again today. Marshall, I would not doubt we have wind gusting to near 40 miles an hour. And the highs will be in the mid-40s. Clear tonight, 20 to 25. Sunny Friday, 45 to 50. Cloudy with showers Saturday, mid-50s. I do feel the showers will get in here in the morning, and if we're lucky, it'll leave by mid-afternoon on Saturday. And then Sunday will be partly sunny and brisk in the mid-40s. We're okay Monday, and then more showers, rain showers, on Tuesday.
Well, that's good about Sunday, because Housatonic will play in the state semifinal football game on Sunday. So it sounds like it's going to be just plain good old football weather.
It's the way it looks. It's definitely the way it looks, yeah.
Okay, because you like these games that are playing for championships and stuff like that. You would like them not to be decided by weather, because they play football in anything.
No matter what, right?
But so you'd like them not to be decided by weather, where it might be snow or it might be like 10 degrees and 20 mile an hour winds. You'd like the teams be able to just match up with one another.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. So I guess you're not watching the soccer games, right?
No. I did watch one thing, and that when the USA beat Iran,
right?
I watched the clips of the game, and the goal that was scored against Iran. Did you see that clip?
I did not.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can.
Was that when the after that the guy had to go to the hospital? They had to bring him to the hospital because he hurt his stomach.
I don't know, but here's let's see if they've got the audio with this here. I'm going to see if they do. Hang on a second here. Here's that's right. I have to do one thing here, because I'm an idiot and I always make this mistake. So bear with me for a second. There we go. That's down. Oh, that's why I made the mistake. And that's down. Okay, this is what it sounded like. Let me see if I can play this. I hope. I've got to play an ad first. I can't complain, because there's so much stuff on the internet that you use nowadays.
Right.
I'll put up with the ads, because you know what? Otherwise, you wouldn't find them. You wouldn't be able to use them. So here we go. This is it, I'm pretty sure. Oh, they're not going to have the call?
Back for the captain, Tyler Adams. Austin McKinney, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is snuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price.
Now, that's the American version, but they had the international version of it. It was okay. It was just unbelievable. That's all I can say. It was just unbelievable. Google it and get the international version. This guy said the word goal. The first time when they scored, it was for about 20 seconds. He went, goal. Then he came back on again and did another 30 seconds of goal. That's why I like World Cup soccer. I love the announcers. They just absolutely go crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I love that because it adds to the excitement of the game.
Right.
Otherwise, soccer is not the most exciting game in the world. But when you listen to the play-by-play, and they're living on everything that happens. So anyway, so see if you can search it and you can find the call that the international call, not the American call. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. I tried to watch some stuff yesterday on streaming services, but for some reason, my modem at my house kept resetting, and I finally found out what it was. The electric plug it was plugged into, had a problem. So I just, I moved to another plug because my internet service since I went to Starlink has been just rock solid. And so I knew it couldn't be anything wrong with Starlink, and it wasn't. My plug, which has given me problems in the past, was giving me problems. So by the time I figured it out, it was already 6 o'clock and time for me to go to bed.
Go to sleep, yeah. You mean you didn't stay up to see them light the tree in Rockefeller Center?
No. As a matter of fact, I've gone through New York at this time of the year many times, and I've been asked every time, well, want to go see the tree? No. Yeah. Why not? I've got lots of trees where I live. I see them all the time. Oh, but this is different. No, I don't want to park and walk a mile and a half and stand in the cold and look at a tree.
I don't know. I know it's a different tree every year, but to me it looks identical almost every year.
Well, I noticed some people wrote on the internet that it looks smaller this year. I can't say that because I didn't see it and I haven't even seen it. But they said it looks a little smaller.
It could be.
But
I mean, they put on the multicolored lights. So how different could the tree look every year if you have the same theme? You know what I mean? If you change that, if one year you do all white, the next year you do green and red. You know what I mean? If you change that, it's going to look different. But if you keep it multicolored, it's always going to look the same.
Well, I'm surprised that nobody's made them put up a giant menorah.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Right?
I mean, where would you put it up though? You could now that you could put on the side of the Empire State Building.
I was just going to say you could put that on any one of the buildings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyways, just another one of my passing thoughts that make no sense at all.
No. So that's it. So we do have, as we pointed out, we do have like a partly sunny but a windy day. And you're really going to need the coat, not the jacket. 20 to 25 tonight, 45 to 50. Sunny on Friday, shower Saturday, middle 50s. But I think they could leave by 2 or 3 o'clock. And then partly sunny and brisk, mid 40s on Sunday.
And no snow really on the way that you see on the forecast maps at all.
Not that I see. No.
Well, that's good news. That's good news.
I figured you'd like that. Huh.
And there's a new show on that I want to watch streaming. It's Sylvester Stallone stars in it.
Okay.
He moves. It's a gangster show, and he moves to like Wichita, Kansas, and tries to become the big guy there. I that was one of the things I wanted to try to watch the first episode last night, but like I said, no luck at all. So
okay, yeah, no luck at all. Okay, well, I had my yoga, and then I watched a little bit of the Rockefeller Center thing, but then to sleep I went.
All right. Hear any news on your well?
Yep. They went down another 3 feet. The water, the volume is great. The water is still slightly brown, and they could not continue to run it because of the cold temperatures. So for now, that's on hold. And the contractor said that he was going to be finishing the shed outside and then trying to redo the roof inside. So that's the latest I heard yesterday.
All right. Well, maybe for a Christmas present, it'll all get done.
Myth. Don't count on it.
I know.
Don't count on it, Marshall.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good day here, buddy, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll wrap up
all
the week.
All right. You stay warm.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and other things.